So if you want the no dirty, despicable, disgusting truth about how to actually get rich, well then I implore you to keep watching this video because I guarantee this will be the last video that you need to watch on this topic for the rest of the year. Now, I need to start with an uncomfortable truth. The realest things in life are a juxtaposition, okay? They are directly conflicting, but they work. They're a contradiction of some sorts. Now, this is something that's been playing on my mind quite a bit. I'm just coming back now from a new office that I just made an offer on, the most insane location right at the heart of the financial center here in Dubai. And this is for my company, consulting.com, that I wrote a very, 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 very large check to purchase outright. This company has been operating for a decade at this point. And we work with about 20,000 clients per year, all the way from, you know, large enterprise businesses in our space doing $10 million a month, all the way to small business owners right at the beginning of their entrepreneurial journey. And I'm always trying to spot patterns because we have a lot of data. As I said, we work with so many clients, and outside of being the owner of consulting.com, I'm also the co-owner of WAP. And on WAP, people make over $200 million a month on our platform as it currently stands. And that's growing crazy month on month on month. So I just see a lot. And as I see a lot, I always try to step back and, as I said, recognize a pattern. I'm like, is there something that between all of these individuals and all of these businesses, is there a common thread? Is there something that when I spot it, it's very indicative that this person will not only do well for themselves, but well and truly be rich? And in this video, I will tell you what that is. Now, quick word of warning, as I mentioned, it is a contradiction, but the best things in life are always contradictions because most of what actually works in life looks contradictory, at least on the surface. Let's think about a few things. Discipline plus freedom, ambition plus patience, and really the topic of this video, which is respecting money, but at the same time being indifferent towards it. And I hope you understand the severity of this topic, because if you get this wrong, money either controls you or it avoids you entirely. Most people simply have a broken relationship with money, okay? People don't hate money, they just project onto it. You know, growing up, people say, oh, money changes people, more money, more problems, rich people are greedy. And there's a underlying core issue here, okay? People attach identity and emotion to money and they don't understand its function at its core, okay? You need to understand that money is not moral, it's infrastructure, okay? Let's use another example in life. You don't respect electricity, you understand it, but you don't have an emotional attachment to electricity, okay? It's simply a tool, it's something that serves you, it's something you utilize, it's energy, it's a way to improve your life. It's something you respect, it's something you should appreciate, should cherish, but it doesn't have a grasp or a chokehold on your sense of self. So you need these two sides of you, okay? First things first, you need to respect money. And I can tell you, as someone who has been in the space for 10 years, as someone who has the back-end data for all these entrepreneurs in their mid-20s, mid-30s, I can tell you that a lot of them, unfortunately, do not respect money. Even though many of them I have tried to help, I've tried to advise, I've tried to be a older brother of some sorts, because, you know, I've made many, many, many mistakes. I've done things out of ego. I have made foolish investments, foolish decisions, short-term decisions. I have done it all, okay? And with all of that being said, I've still managed to not only have a lot of inflow of money, but also then multiply that money many, 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 many times over. So listen, I've done well for myself in life. And, you know, by the grace of God, I've been very fortunate to be in that position. And it breaks my heart to see, but I think also sometimes, like, people in a sense get what they deserve. And I really do hope you understand, especially if you are someone that's been fortunate enough, or I guess also unfortunate enough, because it can be the biggest blessing and the biggest curse at the same time when you come into a lot of money at a young age. I hope you understand that it doesn't last forever. There'll be good months, there'll be bad months, there'll be good quarters, there'll be bad quarters, there'll be good years, there'll be bad years, and everything you do in life will decay. You know, I've seen many a time where people start making some money and they think, okay, well, I found a system that works and then this will just keep working for the rest of my life. And it's really not that simple. First things first, systems, as I said, always decay. Their natural tendency is always to decay. Competition floods the market. There is also novelty wears away. So what is new and novel eventually becomes boring and old and uninteresting. So you have to be so ahead of the game. And I also think the money runs away from you. I said, when you don't respect it, why would something want to move towards a custodian that doesn't respect it? You know, if someone doesn't treat you well, would you want to move towards them? No, of course not. And, as I said, there's that side of yourself that needs to exist. I've made many a mistake. You know, I'm not sitting here saying I'm perfect. I've made many a mistake in my career. But all in all, I would say I'm quite pleased with the way that I have respected money as time has gone on. And I also think a lot of that is how you're raised and where you come from and certain things that you go through growing up. And then also as you grow older, what influences you have and maybe what you define as success. I will say, I think it's a bit unfortunate. I think some people do look online and they see supercars and toys and this and that, and they think that's success. And, you know, I've even been put up in that light before, even though, you know, it's such a tiny, tiny, tiny part of my net worth. And in fact, a lot of the toys I have, I end up making money on them, but that's a separate discussion. You know, unfortunately, some people haven't lived long enough to understand that there's a very, very, very large asset class of alternative assets, which a lot of cars and especially a lot of watches of which I've made millions of dollars wearing. But anyways, I said, that's a separate conversation. My point is, when you have influences, and I've seen it a lot, especially people in their 20s and 30s, they listen to a lot of rap culture and whatnot, and they do not respect money. And when you don't respect money, and when you are braggadocious and this and that, like, I don't care with my team. I get pissed off when I'm spending $50 or $100 a month on a subscription that we don't need. Is that going to change my life? No, not at all. I'm pissed off when we overpaid for something when we didn't need to. I'm pissed off at my team when they didn't negotiate. Okay, cool. If we pay for this in full, if I'm paying for something in full, whether that's me personally or my company, and we can negotiate something and pay in full and save 20%, that's the equivalent of me making 20% in the market. So why would I not take that if we know that we're using it for the year? Okay, so my point is, it doesn't matter how far along you get in life, you need to respect money. And I hope that you understand that when you see certain individuals online that don't respect money or talk about it in a certain way, or it's, you know, everything's like a throwaway, like, oh, it's, I have so much money, I don't know what to do with it. And yeah, like, I know what goes on behind the scenes, and it's not pretty, and that's not real money. And I can tell you, that's the sort of people that money will run very, very far away from. Okay, you need to respect it. You need to respect it. Money will always test your character, okay? Before it rewards competency. Quite simply, these individuals don't respect money, so money doesn't stick around. And now we have the juxtaposition. We have the opposite side. And I see this as well. And it also does in my head. And this is why, like, all conversations in life are nuanced, okay? So, you know, it's funny. I've even been pinned up as, oh, he lives so lavish. And it's like, okay, respectfully, if I spend 15% of my distributions, aka what I pay myself, and salary and bonus for my companies, and there's many companies I don't take any money out of, and that also doesn't factor in my investments, of which in 2025 I made multiple eight figures from, I think I'm allowed to spend some money, right? So, like, there's the one camp which is like, if you spend any money, well, then you're XYZ. And then there's the other camp that doesn't respect money, and everything in life is a balance, okay? So I see the opposite side of people who hoard and stagnate money. And you need to understand that money is simply stored energy. And energy must move, okay? That energy must go somewhere. So please do not turn into the second extreme, which is the people who freeze, hoard, and overprotect, okay? As I said, money is simply stored energy. Energy that doesn't move decays, okay? Now, bear in mind, I'm not saying you need money to come in and then just leave and it goes on. No. What I'm talking about are the people who never reinvest, never take calculated risks, and basically just hoard cash and want to hoard all this energy, and instead don't want to distribute this asset that they have, okay? They protect money so much that it slowly rots, okay? And that isn't prudence. It's insecurity disguised as responsibility. It's fear. And once again, money doesn't want to run towards people that don't respect it, but also doesn't want to run towards people that aren't going to appreciate it. And to appreciate money is also to understand how to deploy it and how to use it correctly. And most importantly, it's also never going to run towards people that are desperate for it. So all of this simply comes down to the understanding that you need to respect money while being indifferent to it. The theme here is paradox. And as I said, the truth in life most of the time is a paradox. So you might be sat here wondering, okay, cool, how can I respect money and also be indifferent towards it? Well, to me, respect means education around it. It means awareness around it. So that means understanding how money moves through the economy, understanding leverage, taking some time and understanding, where does money come from? Okay, how is money created? All right, well, the government doesn't print. All right, understanding who is the Federal Reserve? Okay, it's not the government. Understanding what is money backed by, or in fact, the lack of what it's backed by. To me, when you respect something, it means that you research it, you appreciate it, and you also appreciate the consequences of it. Now, on the flip side, you have to be indifferent to it. And indifference to me is just emotional neutrality. Numbers up, numbers down, don't spike your heart rate. Wins do not inflate your ego. Losses do not collapse your sense of self. The main takeaway here is that the moment money excites you or scares you, you've lost. Okay, you're a slave to money. And I'll be honest, I think everyone can make an incredible living in life. And I think everyone can be successful. Do I think everyone has what it takes to be extremely wealthy? No. I'll be honest, I think some people just simply don't have that in them. And I think some people simply, their relationship with money is too far gone. It's too broken. And until they fix that, there's no techniques, tactics, step-by-step, they can fix that for them. Now, I think you can have very, very wrong beliefs around money and still make 10, 20, even 30 grand a month. But I'm talking about like real, real, like serious wealth. You simply cannot build something of that scale with a fragile nervous system. So I think just so you understand, like when you look at why have people been blessed with so much money? I will say a lot of it is luck and God's grace. Anyone who's truly successful and doesn't acknowledge that is just lying to themselves and the world. But I think one of the other big reasons and one of the other big factors is that capital flows to calmness. What I mean by that is money trusts people who don't need it emotionally. Okay, it flows to those who allocate it well. So because I want to respect your time and, you know, with risk of sounding like a broken record, really just to summarize it, respect money enough to understand it, but be indifferent enough to not worship it. The people who chase money repel it. The people who understand it attractive. So with that being said, I hope today's message landed for you. It's something that I've been thinking about a lot. And with that being said, I'm incredibly excited to show you guys the new office. It's on the smaller side for us, at least. We have two offices in New York, one for WAP and one for one of our other businesses. It's only about 1500 square feet, but you know, I'm based in Dubai 6 months a year. So I wanted another office just for, you know, my main home base. And I'll be inviting a lot of our consulting.com clients there in person. I love to get as much feedback and perspective and one-on-one time with our clients as humanly possible. So excited to show you guys that. I hope you took something away from today's video. And as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.